880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We got a great show today. First of all, I want to congratulate Wanda Miles on being promoted to creative director for the show. High five, Wanda. This week, we've got our CCIM voice. It's Mitosh Kripalani. Did I do that right, Mitosh?
Yes, you did.
All right, high five to Mitosh. We've got him on. We're going to talk about real estate and what the CCIM does for him. We're going to have Alexander Pickens Cordia on. That's right, T. Boone's grandson. We're going to get his insights on the future of the oil and gas business, talk about rig count, all kinds of stuff like that. And then I'm going to talk to all you folks out there looking for jobs or how to get a new career. I'm going to give my tips today. I talked to a lot of young people and people in mid-career changes about how to get that new career. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. So, D, are you ready to take us to commercial? The market went down. We don't care. The 4th of July is coming. Out of here. Breaking in for Newsflash, the Miami Herald reports that D-Wade signed a one-year, $20 million contract. We can all rest easy and celebrate. Now we're playing the right song. D-Wade, Miami Heat, high five.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
No, I can barely contain myself. I'm so happy. High five to the Heat for re-signing D-Wade. And you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Heat and the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. I don't know about the Miami Heat. I think I just gave somebody a little Benny they don't have. And they can be your care team, too, combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first. UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider that provides, it's that weight thing. It's just, oh, God, I'm so excited. That means you have the access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody. I know that they're excited at Warren Henry that D-Wade is coming back because Chris Bosch endorses Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. My God, I'm so happy about this D-Wade thing. Then you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. We are on with our CCIM voice. We're going to sit down with Mitash Kriplani. He is on the local CCIM Board of Directors. He's also a senior member of the Douglas Elliman Commercial Real Estate Team here in Miami. Welcome to the show, Mitash.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we got to start off with high five to the Heat for re-signing D-Wade.
Great news.
All right. Now, we got somebody holding that wants to say hi, Mitash.
Okay.
D? Earth to D? Can you bring on a caller? D? All right.
All right, Mitash. It's Frank Rodriguez Melo.
Hey, Mr. President.
For CCIM, giving you a high five and making sure that Jim treats you well.
Jim's doing great, Frank. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Fantastic. You know, Mitash is one of our newest designees. You got designated just around a year or so ago,
yes.
Right, Mitash?
Yes, that is correct. Last April.
And last April. And Mitash, Jim is going to be definitely one of our leaders, and I don't doubt seeing him in either VP or president in the next few years. So
thank you, Frank.
Tuned.
Thank you. You got some pretty big shoes to fill. You've been a great president, Frank. I learned a lot from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, Mitash, Frank tells us you just got your designation. What made you want to get a CCIM?
Well, Jim, you know, for a lot
of... Thank you for calling in, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Well, Jim, you know, being a CCIM gives you a lot of credibility in our business as far as commercial real estate. When you pick up the phone and the people you call are seasoned investors, you talk to a lot of very experienced brokers. So just having that CCIM designation behind your name, you know, really helps you open doors and get people's attention. In addition to that, there's some of the best education and training that I have received from being a CCIM. You know, CCIM Institute's been around since 1954. Today, they've implemented some of the best technology tools in their education programs, you know. When you work with a CCIM, like my clients, the benefit to them is we're knowledgeable. We take the time to educate them on what's going on and what type of properties they're buying. And we differentiate ourselves from the rest of a lot of the commercial brokers in our market. To give you an example, out of the 125,000 commercial real estate agents in the United States, fewer than 4% have earned the CCIM designation, which is the equivalent to a PhD in commercial real estate. You know, any market you're in, whether it's South Florida, New York, Chicago, anywhere you are, look to work with somebody that has a CCIM designation because these are the guys that are battle-tested.
Yeah, you know, as a real estate investor myself, I always want to make sure I know I'm doing business with somebody that knows what they're doing, and the CCIM makes sure that you have the baseline knowledge.
Yes, that is correct.
The baseline knowledge to get your foot in the door, but then there needs to be additional knowledge created. You know, Mitash, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what you've learned since becoming a designee, perhaps applying the CCIM lessons that you've learned to analyzing the market?
Sure. Well, Jim, you know, I've learned so much. It's basically now when I look at a property or a piece of real estate, I'm able to understand the financial aspects of it, the market aspects of it, the user and investment analysis of it. You could explain to your clients whether it's a cap rate buyer or an IRR. There's just a lot of different industry terms that we're able to share with our clients. And when I am presenting my properties, I'm able to market them very well.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something about the terminology. What I've always found is the toughest thing for somebody when they're getting into the real estate business is learning the language.
Yes.
You know, people say, Jim, what language do you speak? Well, I speak real estate guy language. So, Mitash, it sounds to me like that was a great way for you to learn the real estate game with the CCIM, and I guess you're applying that now with Douglas Elliman and their commercial division as they build that out here in South Florida.
That is correct, Jim. We have a very good commercial team now. We started in South Florida in 2013. We're expanding. We have 11 offices between Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. We have close to 600 agents. Our commercial division is small but very highly skilled. We have guys that specialize in hospitality. Multifamilies is what I do. We have guys that do retail. So we have a really good all-around team of people. In addition to that, being a part of the CCIM chapter gives me this amazing database of networking and brokers I can call upon if I have questions in the market and what's going on. So it really puts me in touch with the who's who of the South Florida real estate market.
Now, I went to your website and I saw the types of properties that you have listed. First of all, congratulations on having such a good group of listings.
Thank you.
One of the things that I noticed was a lot of the things that you're working on are really well-located multifamily.
That is correct.
Now, what are you seeing in the multifamily market in general, and in specific, some of the submarkets you work? How are you seeing supply and demand for properties?
Well, Jim, there's a lot of demand. There's not a lot of supply, so it's a great seller's market, which is what I tell my clients. There's a lot of investors looking to do 1031 exchanges. There's a lot of capital moving in. And if you could position yourself in a specific market and have a property that's priced fairly well, you're going to have a very strong response from investors.
Yeah, but with that type of demand, a property owner just isn't benefited by just placing a for sale sign in front of their yard. They need to work with somebody that's qualified, that knows the market, and I got to believe that your CCIM and your affiliation with Douglas Elliman really combine to make you a powerful marketing agent for property owners in your target market.
That is correct, Jim. Every owner can put a for sale sign in front of their property. It's marketing the property, presenting the property, getting it in front of the right people that you need this level of skill for, working with the right brokers that have these clients. So working with the CCIM, we have our internal database, what we call the deal center, deal exchange. We exchange our properties there. Every morning I get an email from CCIMs all across the country that have specific types of property, and I market my properties to these guys. So just in that network, I'm able to target the brokers that have these very qualified investors. Working with the investors I work with, which I work with a lot of private non-institutional owners in and across South Florida, mostly in the $1 to $5 million range, smaller, multifamily
properties.
That's
big to me.
Well, I hope to go bigger. I hope to do numbers like yourself or some of the brokers you've had sitting in this chair before me,
Well, Mitash, you really do the CCIMs well, and you make me feel almost embarrassed because you're a very sharp young man.
Thank you.
You're very accomplished within what you've been trying to do. You got a beautiful family that you're growing. What advice would you give to a young person that's considering going into commercial real estate? They want to have a career. Talk to me like a CCIM. You're on the board of directors of the local CCIM.
Yes.
I'm making believe I'm a young person. We're going to talk about it later in the show about how somebody can go out and build a career, get a job. What would you tell somebody that's seeking to have a career in commercial real estate about the CCIMs and Douglas Elliman?
Sure, Jim. The best advice I can give a young broker starting out, the advice they gave me was invest in yourself. Invest in educating yourself, because what you're selling and what you really have to offer your clients out there is your knowledge and your expertise. So don't be afraid to get involved in whatever skill you want to develop. Find an organization that does it. To me, the CCIM is the best of the best because you have a great balance of technology and marketing and education. We have a really good class, Jim, coming up in August 10th. It's the C101, which is basically an intro to the financial analysis, and it teaches you how to use the cash flow models, the cap rates, IRR. So this is a great entry point and a segue into the world of CCIMs for anybody that's looking to learn about our tools and our technology. So this is a great class for anybody looking to learn more. We meet once a month at the Anna Capri at Coral Gables. It's an open meeting. I encourage any young brokers that want to see what we're about and what we have to offer to stop by. I personally, for the last couple of years before I became a CCIM, I would go to this room and just sit there and listen to these veteran brokers and the deal exchange and the networking that goes on here. And I learned a lot being in that room. So anybody that's looking to get involved, please come join us or reach out to me. I'll be happy to guide you through.
Okay, so we've got a couple more minutes left, Mitash. Talk about how people can reach out to you, and more importantly, we'll do that in a second. Everybody get your pencil ready. We'll talk to Mitash about his contact information in a minute. What is your opinion on the multifamily market, Miami Beach? What's going on Miami Beach?
Miami Beach is a great multifamily market. We get we get calls from a lot of our buyers from New York that are like, hey, can you find me a building in Miami Beach? So there is deals out there. There's still a lot of opportunities out there. You just have to look a little harder, and you have to, you know, invest a little bit more time bringing your clients some good choices.
How about the Edgewater? You know, I know some people are now calling it Midpoint on 79th
yes.
Street.
Yes.
High five to Duran for coming up with Midpoint.
Yes.
I know that that's an active area. ECI just finished a very big building there. They just opened up a new CVS, right?
Yes.
What do you think about that market?
Edgewater is great, Jim. Anything in and around the urban core is just very, very hot right now. You're seeing what's going on in the MIMO district, which is the Biscayne Boulevard. You're seeing Wynwood Design District. So all these things are emerging as, you know, these amazing new development destinations. And then if you look a little bit out on the outskirts, Alapatta, Little River, Lemon City, the urban core is getting very active.
You know, but you're mentioning markets that are in transition. So when you go and do a deal in a market that's in transition, you have to be very careful.
Yes.
You have to make sure you understand what you're doing and what's going on around you. And I must say is that unless somebody's an expert in the market, they're not going to know.
Yes. Work with a local broker, work with the CCIM that specializes in that market. You know, there's a great, I'm not a big hockey fan, but there's a great quote from Wayne Gretzky that when asked, why are you such a great hockey player? He said, because most people go where the puck is. I position myself to be where the puck is going to be. So if you look at real estate and you see where the puck is in Design District and Wynwood, you know, it's there now. But if you position yourself to where the puck is going to be, that's the emerging areas.
Hashtag, I love it. That's
Thank you. Awesome.
Listen, Mitash, before we go, I did promise that people would get your contact information. If somebody wants to reach out to you and speak to you on the phone, and I know that a lot of your clients are from New York, so I won't insult the Jets fans this time.
Okay.
I'll insult somebody else. Talk really slow, just in case we have some Atlanta Falcons fans listening.
Okay, great. Fair enough. Well, the best way to reach me is to give me a call directly. My cell phone number is 786-271-5598. Once again, 786-271-5598. I can also be emailed as my first name, Mitash, M-I-T-A-S-H, at ccim.net. And I always respond to emails, calls.
I'll tell you why, Mitash, because you're one of the young stars. Mitash is one of the young up-and-coming stars at the CCIM in general and here in Miami in particular. If you do need to speak to somebody who knows what's going on and who's going to work really hard, I can tell you, you can't go wrong if you call Mitash. Dee, how much more time do I have? Do I have time for Mitash? Oh, Mitash, got a little more time? Mitash, give out your phone number and your email one more time, and then Dee's going to make me go.
Sure, Jim. 786-271-5598. That's my direct number, and my email is my first name, Mitash, M-I-T-A-S-H, at ccim.net. And I wanted to thank you for having me here. You look great, by the way. You've lost a ton of weight. You
Thanks.
Look younger.
Thanks.
You've taken a few years off.
Oh,
you
my
know,
gosh.
It's good to see you.
I'm blushing. You can see I'm blushing here on the radio. Mitash, thank you so much, Mitash.
My pleasure.
Kripalani, CCIM, Douglas Elliman Commercial, one of the up-and-coming stars of South Florida real estate. We'll be right back after this with Alex P. Cordia. We're going to talk about the oil and gas market. Stick with us. This guy knows what's what. All right, I want to thank Dee for getting the cue right there. Dee, I swear, someday somebody's going to meet you and they're going to go, why does Jim Freed, you know, why does he do that? Why does he do that? You're the greatest. That's, we just played In America as we're trying to keep with the holiday spirit. We said celebrate, now we're going to play In America. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, July 9th as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Reds at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins versus the Reds on July 9th. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've been waiting for this interview for a long time. Before we start, I want to thank Wendy Kraft for putting me in touch with our next guest, Alexander Pickens-Cordia. Alexander Cordia is the Vice President of Development at Republic Resources. He's responsible for the creation and presentation of marketing and investor materials for future drilling endeavors. He identifies prospective investors in various different markets. He raises capital for the completion of wells. He speaks at investor conferences about the state of the oil industry. And we're going to hear what's going on right now in oil and gas. Welcome to the show, Alexander Cordia.
Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Alex. How about you?
Can't complain. Interesting week for all of us.
Oh, my gosh. It sure was. But down here, all we're really focused on is the fact that Jose Fernandez hit a home run in his return and D-Wade re-signed, so we're really excited back here. But, you know, tell us a little bit about what your perspective is on the oil and gas industry, and maybe give our audience a little bit of understanding on where you're coming from, you know, how you got involved with the firm, things like that.
Sure thing. Well, right now, it's we kind of got turned on our heads this week. We were looking originally, you know, at a pretty consistent $60 oil price in April. And as you know, it's dropped 4.5% just this week. So we're down to $56.50 at the end of the day. First week in 29 weeks as well that we've added rigs back into the lineup. And we had companies like Pioneer come out and say that they're going to stack two more on a month until middle of 2016. So, I mean, while we're out there drilling, it's showing good signs that people are interested in getting out there and drilling. There is an interest.
Alex, why do people care about how many rigs are going and what the price of gas and oil is? Why do people, what are the impacts?
Sure. So obviously, the more rigs that are out drilling holes, the more oil and gas that you're going to produce. In this day and age, with the new technology, with every well that's drilled, you can say pretty much beyond any reasonable doubt that you're going to produce more oil and gas per well drilled. And with that, you're going to flood the market with more oil and gas. However, these wells also have pretty steep decline curves.
What's that
mean? Sure. So what these wells are doing is, you know, the big ones are producing, you know, 500 to 2,000 barrels of oil and gas a day, of oil and gas a day. And over, you know, a short period of time, they're going to start producing less and less of those on a daily basis just due to pressure alone. So what happens is you flood the market with all this oil and gas right away, and then
not as much is coming up pretty quickly.
Okay, so what we've really got then is what we really got then is a rat and a snake on supply, basically a big chunk of supply that's not going to be sustainable, that's hitting the market. Is that what caused prices to drop, and now they're coming up again?
So the prices have dropped because supply is so high. You know, Cushing has been overloaded with oil. There was a conversation, you know, a couple months ago, people were wondering if we were going to have to move it to floating storage, that we were just going to run out, which is not an issue that we faced before.
Yeah, but now aren't we the number one producer of petroleum products in the world?
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
I mean, gee, I grew up with that being the biggest problem in our whole geopolitical world, and now it's all been turned on its head. But, Alex, let's take a step back for a minute. You've got a perspective on the oil and gas industry. I know you went to, you know, Georgetown, you know, that you've got a real good understanding. You went to TCU. Help me understand, you know, where you're coming from, why oil is so important to you, why you're an expert. I mean, how'd you get to the top of Republic Industries?
Sure. So obviously it runs in the bloodline. I heard you mention earlier the lineage, you know, having a grandfather that, you know, his name is preceded by a legendary oil man. You learn a lot through osmosis throughout the years. I've been around it. I've watched him. He's a tremendous role model and an inspiration, not just in the oil and gas industry, but as a person, as an entrepreneur, and as an American. And, you know, I just do as much as I can to soak up his wisdom every single day. You know, going to Georgetown, it wasn't really a focus in oil and gas. A lot of it is, you know, strictly business-oriented. There's a whole lot of politicking that goes on because of the proximity to the capital. There's a huge interest of people looking to go into government in some capacity, you know, by way of Georgetown. But when I got to Texas, it was pretty quickly evident that this is what I needed to do. There is no way that oil and gas will ever be irrelevant, especially in the United States. We're the number one consumer of oil and gas in the world, and we represent a fraction of the population. It's so important to us. It drives everything. And so there will always be a demand. There will always be a market. And
so
it's the lifeblood of the United States.
Well, I think just about every American would agree with you on just about everything you said. And in fact, when your grandfather came out for alternative energy solutions a few years ago, I'm right there with him. You know, the cheap oil kind of put that on the sideline for now. But with that oil being so cheap, why should somebody begin investing in oil and gas now?
Well, you got to pick your spots. The industry has a lot of places where there's a lot of money to be made, but there's also places that there's a lot of money to be lost. So if it all comes back down to rig count, you've got all these rigs that have been laid down. When you look at back at October, whatever that was, 8 or 9 months ago, you had 1,600 rigs operating in the United States. Today we're down to, I believe it's 620, 640, I think it's 620. That's 60% of the rigs that have been laid down. That means that there's 60% of that workforce that is not currently working. They're looking for work. And so they charge money to go out and drill those holes, and no one's out drilling.
Well,
so they're working for pennies on the dollar. And so what you're seeing now is your cost of going out to drill, which, you know, take a well that cost $5 million back when we had 1,600 rigs running, that cost about $3.5 million now. So it's much, much more economic to go out and drill the same hole. Yes, the cost of the price of the barrel is a bit lower, but what we see here is if we get back up to $70, $75 oil by the end of the year, there, with even more potential upside, your return on investment is potentially much greater.
Now, Alex, we have to go to a break. Can you hang on for a couple minutes as we round the halftime, do a little traffic, and then come back?
You got it.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Alex Cordia. He's with Republic Industries, the big oil endeavor out of Texas. We're talking oil and gas. We're talking the family business with Alex. We'll be back after this with more oil and gas. And then after that, I'll talk about how to find your career. D, take it away. It might seem crazy what I'm about. Dee is getting more adept. You know, Dee, you're a professional, and I love the way that you're handling those ins and outs. You're just absolutely amazing. You know who else is a professional? In fact, Dee just went there and bought a car. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge will guide you through your visit to get a customized preventive health care plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
We've got an accident on the Palmetto Expressway northbound at Northwest 154th Street. Two left lanes blocked there. Disabled vehicle in the center lane, 95 northbound before Northwest 62nd Street. And slow traffic on the Dolphin Expressway westbound between Northwest 17th Avenue and Douglas Road. Also slow on 95 northbound between Sunrise Boulevard and Cypress Creek Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
888. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And hey, Dee, I heard on the traffic, man. I thought everybody would be off the roads for the holiday. What's going on out there? I guess
it's Miami, bro.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, I hear you. Well, hopefully it'll calm down when we're on our way home tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, this is not L.A., you know. L.A. has traffic at 5 in the morning, so 3 in the morning.
All right, well, I'm glad I don't live in L.A. It looks like we're heading that way, though. All right, D, that's it. We're done.
Yeah. Amen.
Happy 4th of July. Hey, you know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System right here. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth they do. And now UHealth has South Florida's only Cancer Center Excellence Award. As South Florida's only Cancer Center of Excellence, no one is more prepared than UHealth to fight your cancer. Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care earned South Florida's first and only Cancer Center of Excellence Award at Sylvester. They are passionate about fighting cancer all day, every day. It's the state of Florida's Cancer Center of Excellence designation. It recognizes Sylvester's more than 250 cancer specialists and the work they do hand-in-hand with researchers at the University of Miami to discover, develop, and deliver the most effective ways to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your cancer. You know, discover how healthcare breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear.
All right, we are back, and we are with Alexander Cordia. He is one of the young rising stars in the oil and gas business. Originally went out east to learn business, came back to Texas, realized that petroleum was in his blood. Welcome back, Alex.
Glad to be back.
All right. All right. Now, listen, Alex, we talked about the price of oil has gone down, but that the price of production has gone down, too. I'm in real estate. We know that when everybody's running away, that's the time to run in. It's time to get in. Or as the young man said before on our first segment, hey, Gretzky always said he's not going where the puck is. He's going where it's going. Sounds like you got the same approach to oil and gas.
That's exactly right.
Now, what do you see coming up? You know, we talked about the fact that it's a good time to invest right now. How does somebody assess risk when they're looking at oil and gas?
Sure. So the first thing you want to look at is, well, one, you got to know that where you're going to be drilling, there's oil. That's bottom line.
Well,
the second is that who is the guy that is going to be drilling it for you? Who's the operator? Who is he working with? What kind of team does he have? Are they smart? What's their success rate? You know, how good are they at their jobs? And there's a couple different ways to look at it. One, you can just look at a fact sheet and a resume and find out, you know, how much they've spent, what their predictions were, and did they hit those numbers? The second thing, and what something that I like to look at when I'm assessing operators, E&P guys, is what their lives look like outside of the office. And you can kind of tell how good they are at their job and what their priorities are based on how they interact with their families. Do they have kids? Are they involved in their kids' lives? And it sounds like they're completely unrelated. But what I gathered from that is, are they honest people?
Oh, Alex! A high five! In fact, whenever I am, we're going to talk about it. When I talk about hiring people, I look social. I look at their social.
Absolutely, and it's important. You know, there's that term, snake oil salesmen, and there are a lot of them. And unfortunately, they leave a taste in the mouths of investors that took a risk, got into the industry, and they got burned so bad that they'll never get back into it again. And that's what you want to avoid. You don't want to leave that taste in an investor's mouth. You want to return their money to them when you say you're going to do it and have a track record to prove it. Do accidents happen? Of course. Is there inherent risk in the industry? Of course. But you can hedge your bets on that by looking at who's doing the job for you.
You know, listen, you know, I have a Series 22 and a Series 63, so I don't want to say that I got trained in doing due diligence, but they did teach us to ask some fundamental questions about the people if we were going to be selling some oil and gas stuff. So, Alex, it sounds to me like I want to be in your camp. It sounds to me like you know exactly the real due diligence spots. It's not just about how successful they've been. It's how successful are they going to be. And a great predictor of that is, who are they?
That's absolutely right.
Now,
in a lot of cases, you're investing in people when you look at an oil and gas investment.
You know, we do the same thing. We invest with operating partners. Sounds like you do the same thing. So what your firm is really a capital source for the drilling people?
So what we do is we're an operator. So we will take the capital from an investor, from a private equity firm, wherever the source may be, and then deploy that capital into a variety of service companies, from you know the guys that are going to be physically doing the rig work to the ones that are setting up tank batteries, running pipe, whatever it may be. And then we stay on top of them. So we are essentially the managing eyes over the entire project to make sure that we are hitting all of our goals.
Now, what are your goals? How do you set them? How do you figure that out?
Well, they're constantly evolving. You know, as we've watched these service prices fall, we have to readjust our numbers practically on a daily basis. And so we set our authority for expenditure at what we think the price is going to be to drill that hole and complete it. Then we build in a 10% contingency on top of that just as a cushion in the event that something happens down hole. And that's what we pitch. You know, we show our track record in the field that we're looking to drill as to what our numbers have been in different environments. Mind you, the wells that we've drilled historically have been during the boom. So those were when, you know, fracking companies could come out and say, you know, demand is so high for our work right now, we can jump our prices by 50%. And there wasn't really anything you could do about it.
Now, Alex,
it's an inverse industry today.
Alex, what is your targeted return on cost when you evaluate one of your holes? I just have to ask, because we look at that when we talk about a real estate deal.
So, absolutely.
So, to me, it's the same thing.
Yep. In the oil industry, it's called payout. And we want that to be under 2 years. What we're looking at right now in this market on the wells that we are looking to drill, payout is anticipated at $60 oil to be anywhere in the vicinity of 14 to 18 months.
So when you say payout, that's break even?
That means if you give me $1 million, I give you $1 million in 14 to 18 months.
And then after that, it's just flows after
mailbox money.
Oh, my God. I love the way you say that, mailbox money. Talk dirty to me some more. Now, what is the average, let's say you drill 100 wells. D, how much time do we have left? Because I'm starting to drift into the really, okay, good. We got a couple more minutes left. What's a good hit rate for wells? Right, you drill 100, how many need to come in for you to be good? You know, 300 hitter.
Wow, that's a tough question. It really depends what your economics are. If you are drilling $7 million holes that are producing 1,500 barrels of oil a day, those are going to pay out pretty quick, so you can make you don't have to hit quite as many of them. But that being said, it really depends on your economics. I think you want to have a bare minimum of 70% success rate.
Okay. Now, we talked a little bit about how the fracking's come in, that it helps the oil come out. The oil kind of comes out fast. I think you indicated that those wells may run out a little faster. So we got 100 years of being in the top petrochemical producer again. Where are we? What do we got? How much have we got in the ground?
We've got more natural gas than anywhere in the world.
Oh, I'm feeling strong.
We've got another 100, maybe 200 years of natural gas left.
Well, say that to the guys negotiating with the Iranians.
That is us producing like crazy. Now you see the promotion of the battery and how much more effective the battery has gotten in transportation. Of course, it's not powerful enough to do anything like an 18-wheeler, but you know, just in sort of in terms of you know you and me getting around, the battery is pretty much functional, and you're seeing other resources and other forms of energy build into that as well, being, you know, natural gas is making a big push into the transportation industry.
Yeah, but you still have to produce the electricity to do the car, and I got to believe, I think it's a net zero. Listen, we've only got like a minute left, Alex. What's your takeaway, and then if people want to come, you know, find you, how do they find you?
How do they find me?
Yeah, and give me a takeaway, too. Give me a takeaway
first.
Like your
last guess, I can give you my telephone number and my email.
Well, if that's something you want to do or look you up on LinkedIn or something, that's where I found
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. LinkedIn, my name is Alexander Pickens Cordia. I can be Googled and my name will pop up on a bunch of different places. You can also contact us through the office at Republic Resources. That's republicresources.com. Reach out to us and you can talk to me or anyone else that I work with. I like to think a bunch of smart guys.
Yeah. Well, listen, Alex Cordia, Alex P. Cordia, Alex Pickens Cordia, if I'm going to really out you there. Thanks for calling in. Great to have somebody with oil in their blood. Got to have you back. You mind being our regular expert on oil and gas?
I would love to be your regular expert.
Well, then we're going to have some fun. Got to get you down here. Got to get you to South Beach. We'll be following up. But thank you so much, Alex. And again, I want to thank Wendy Kraft for helping us with the introduction to Alex P. Cordia, our oil and gas expert.
Alex, Jim, I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Have a great holiday. We'll be back after this. I'm going to give some tips that I give to people every day about how to get a career. It's been successful. I've helped scores of people improve their career lives. Listen in. You'll hear back after this again. High five to Alex. D, it's yours.
That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I
Oh, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Warren Henry. And again, high five to Alex Cordia. That's just some great stuff. You don't get that every day. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis, gosh, I've got so many by now, I knew I was getting the best price each time because these guys guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. In that package of benefits, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, you even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, and you know, it's Lauren's kids' time, and it's the 4th of July. Kids are in camp, but it's important to make sure that you look for the signs. You got to go to laurenskids.org, learn how to keep your kids safe. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. Get educated. Go to laurenskids.org today. Let's keep our kids safe. Let's keep our community safe. Let's protect our most valuable assets, our kids.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, July 9th as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Reds at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins versus the Reds on July 9th. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We are in the fourth quarter. I want to give a high five to the Miami Heat for signing D-Wade to a one-year, $20 million contract. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Pat. And thank you, D-Wade. I also want to give a high five to Jose Fernandez. That guy, I think, hit a home run today. I mean, geez, where did he come from? Thank you, everybody. But today we're going to talk about, in the fourth quarter, we're going to talk about careers. I was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. People asked me if I would start giving some positive energy talks on the show. So I'm going to start doing that. We're going to start off with career, how to get a career. When folks come to meet me to help them get a job, this is the process I go through. First of all, the person comes in. They need to be clean and wearing a coat and tie, sharp as a penny. It doesn't matter if your office is always casual. If you're going out there, look sharp as a tack, because that's what people are expecting. And be positive. If you come in there and you're wearing a suit and you're on time, but you're negative, you ain't going to win. No one wants negative energy in their firm. And the other thing is, make sure you know who you're meeting with. If you come in and you don't know who I am, boy, are you a loser, because I'm everywhere. Just Google Jim Freed. And I'm not trying to be full of myself. It's I'm out there. You should know who you're meeting with. I know that when I meet with somebody, I know who they are. I go to LinkedIn. For crying out loud, it's the easiest thing in the world. And by the way, that's transitional, because LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whoever you're going to interview, they looked you up. If you're in that room, they've already checked out your social media, and you heard earlier Alex Cordy was talking about the fact that they always check on social and the background of the people that they're going to invest in when they drill an oil well. And, you know, the other thing that you need to do is get the book of lists. And I'd like to find out who the person's trying to meet and why. Because if they can tell me who they want to meet and why, it gives me an idea of what type of career they want. If they don't have any idea, well, here's the book of lists. Call me in a couple of weeks. Then I ask them to please pick the firm, tell me why, and then I ask them to write a letter specifically to the person that they want to meet. And while they're doing that, that makes them think about it some more. So by the time I've got the letter and I'm going to flip it to somebody I know, the person that I know that I'm giving the referral to knows that I checked out the person, met with the person, put the person through the ringer, and that they've earned my respect enough so that I'm going to refer them to somebody. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody that's going to give you a warm reference to a career, a person that's going to be able to help you in their career. And how do you know who knows who you want to meet? Social media, LinkedIn, Facebook. Go check out, see if people know each other. Get in the mix. Now, it doesn't matter if you're in Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, Miami. I've helped people get careers started in Atlanta with Duff and Phelps, in New York with Cushman and Wakefield, in Washington, D.C. with some top appraisers, here in town with all the big firms. But I want to tell you a story. The story was a young man that was going to meet me for coffee. He never showed up for coffee. A couple hours later, he called me and says that he was drunk, got drunk. That's why he missed the meeting with me. I said, dude, you can forget it. And I hung up the phone on him. We ran into each other at a networking event a little while later. He really apologized, and he asked if I'd give him a positive reference to somebody I knew. He specifically asked, can you give me a referral to so-and-so? I said, I'll call so-and-so, and I'm going to tell him exactly what happened. And I did, and the gentleman got the job anyway, and today he's got a fabulous career with one of the big investment banks. He was strong enough to come up, admit he made a mistake, and apologize. Number one, just be truthful and honest. Another time somebody called me up and they said, Jim, I'm about to start at a really good company here in New York, but I just got a call from the head of appraisal at one of the big firms. It's my dream job. I said, call the guy you're going to start with. If he doesn't appreciate the fact that you're going to go interview for your dream job, he's the wrong guy anyway. They used to come, they still do, from the University of Florida and other points, and they come in a car, five or six people at a time sometimes, and they come in and they say, Mr. Freed, how do we get a job? I go, well, all six of you don't get the same job. You're not the same person. This person might be a salesperson. This person might be an underwriting person. This person has a lot of money and a big tolerance for risk. Maybe that's the developer in the team, but you're not all the same. Another person that came to me was terrific. He had worked with one of the smaller firms in town, went back, got his real estate degree, comes to me and goes, Mr. Freed, I'd like to work for so-and-so. I said, well, give me a letter. He gave me a letter. I sent it to so-and-so. So-and-so says, listen, we're not hiring anybody. He said, take the meeting anyway. Even if you don't hire the guy, you're going to want to be able to refer him to somebody because you're going to say, hey, I met the guy. He's a good guy. Well, my client's wife was at the office that day. When she saw Mr. New Shiny Penny come in, she goes, who's that? My friend said, oh, he's somebody interviewing for the job. What job? There is no job here. He goes, well, I would consider maybe he'd be my associate and I could get home a little earlier from the office. Bang, the wife hired him on the spot. So make sure you do these kind of things. It's always important. And one of the most interesting things I've seen lately is the theory of the rich Chinese person that goes to UF, gets a degree, and then takes it back to China. You know, they're taking back our technology. So let's go through some of the things. You got to make sure you know who you're meeting with. You got to make sure you're positive. You got to make sure you're dressed up right. D, how much time do I have left? All right, I got plenty of time. You got to make sure you know where you want to go. And by the way, the presentation of yourself in Atlanta is different than in New York. In New York, you may wear an Hermes tie. In Atlanta, you may wear something from Brooks Brothers. Always wear something that's classy and positive and clean. Now, social media review, we talked about that. If you want to get a career advancement, maybe you want to get an advanced degree like the master's in real estate at the University of Florida or an MBA from FIU. But you got to be relentless. You've got to be balanced. You've got to keep your eye on the future. And the most important thing is mentorship. Find somebody to mentor you. We had the folks on last week that talked about executive coaching. If you're going to do a mid-career change, maybe you want an executive coach. But the number one thing you need is somebody that's honest, somebody that's going to be your friend and tell you what's what. And if you're not sharp, they got to tell you. If you need to polish up this or that, you got to tell you. And make sure all of your social media is current. Your LinkedIn is perfect. Your Facebook is clean of any, no drinking and no other stuff on that. Twitter, not any talking about, untowardly social things. I'm not going to mention any of the words. I was getting close, but I'm not going to talk about the words. People know the words, and they're more than the 7 words that I can't use on this beep show, okay? But I love my show. I love D. D is cracking up. I'm giving D a high five. Did I do good today to help people how to get a job, D? I thought I did okay.
You did.
Thank you.
Doing a great job.
Thank you. Personal, positive attitude and stay clean. I want to thank our sponsors, Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCAM's. Mitaj was great. What a great. Frank Mello sends us the greatest guys. Frank Rodriguez Mello, thank you for sponsoring the show, the CCAM's. Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, another car out the door this week. NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. But the most important person and people I want to thank are our listeners. I know you're out there. You know, I'm thinking of changing the end of the show to playing We Are Family. Think about that, D, because I play that thing about Jim and don't mess around with Jim. But part of what I want to put out there is that we're family. Me, you, Wanda, Johnny Social Media, our listeners especially, your family to me. So go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, and give me some feedback, comments. Tell me who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Fried. The show's at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. The hits are going up. Thank you to Robert Pitts for that. If you missed the show, as soon as D gets it to me, I'll get it to Robert Pitts, and it'll go up probably tonight or tomorrow. We run it out as a second run on social media Sunday mornings, so look for it then. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We'll be on 880 next Thursday at 6 because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and enjoy the holiday weekend and make it happen, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.